Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're listening to Tony Lontis, live from the Gold Coast. And this is Everyday Business, a business show with a difference. Every business has a story. Every business has something to say. Let me help you say it on Radio Tony. Please join me now for the wonderful team of Keystone Business Advisory, the team that'll make the difference in your life and your business's life. Each week, Harry, Raj, Rita, and I will explore the wonderful world of motivation, leadership, and learning. Join us all each week on Radio Tony, Everyday Business. And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business with the fabulous team from Keystone Business Advisory. This wonderful team has over 76 years of combined experience and success with entrepreneurship, working in corporate. Raj, Rita, and Harry founded Keystone Business Advisory as a boutique business advisory and coaching firm, and their expertise and passion is about helping people who are contemplating starting their own business or who are in business and not getting where they want to go. And over the last 3 weeks, we have been talking with the team about their fabulous programs, including their motivational maps and their self-mastery program. But before we start the show today and I introduce you to the team, I just want to remind you all that we have an amazing competition going at the moment. And we have been talking about the three questions that we are asking each week, and the best responses to those questions will win a motivational map. The other thing that we've been discussing is the self-mastery program. This new program is amazing. We're going to talk a bit more about that later in the show. But firstly, I was having a conversation with a colleague earlier this week, and we were talking about those people that are in CEO positions or who indeed may have lost their CEO position. And we were talking about that because I wanted people to understand just how much Harry and the team at Keystone Business Advisory could help those people in those positions particularly. So we've also been talking about VUCA and how that is affecting our times, and the term basically describes a time of uncertainty in the marketplace and across business and across the world. And if ever there was a time for CEOs listening out there, now is the time to be focused on you and your team. And you can't necessarily do that yourself. So why not engage with a team that has the experience to help you motivate your team? And believe me, if your team's not motivated, particularly during these times, you're not going to get anywhere. And the chances of your business failing, particularly in a recession, and it's tipped that the world will tip into recession if it hasn't already, then you're not going to survive. So why not jump on board with Harry, Raj, and the team and get your team organized and make them motivated and get your business profitable before you fall into the recession that the world is about to have. So that's my bit for the moment. I'm going to talk to Rita, and as this is our last show, I want Rita to talk about some of the barriers that people are experiencing and what's stopping them get the success that they desire in their life and business. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Tony. Thank you very much. So yes, we're going to talk about personal barriers. So as we discussed in our second segment, fear is one of the biggest barriers holding people back. So this fear could be fear of failure. It could be a fear of rejection or even criticism. Yeah. Some people even fear poverty. You know, if I lose my job and go into business, you know, I may lose my income. You know, what will happen to my family?
Yes.
Fear you know, going, failing in business, you know, what if I go into business and it doesn't work, or what if I fail, you know? I think the biggest fear that we all have is a fear of the unknown. So many of us go and without even knowing or getting the facts together, we've already inherited that fear. So there are many more other fears, but another common one is our negative self-talk. So if we're going to constantly engage in negative self-talk or put ourselves down or even put others down, and that can happen very quite easily in a corporate situation, where you've been put down or others are being put down, that invites negativity into our lives. And it also invites fear. So what happens then is we start thinking less worthy of ourselves. And then we come up with statements like, oh, maybe, you know, I'm not worthy of doing anything right. You know, I feel useless, or I'm not worthy of happiness. I can't do anything right. So some of the others that we also discussed back in the second segment were statements sort of saying, staying in your comfort zone. A lot of people want to stay in their comfort zone. I think not even a lot, most of us want to stay in our comfort zone. Because when we stay in our comfort zone, we're in this little bubble, in the safe bubble. So that becomes our little world. And then everything else is going great, and you don't see why you need to change or improve then. So unless you're going to come out of that bubble and see what's happening around you and where the world's going, you're going to continue to live in there and have no desire to progress in life. And the one thing that you know, gets all this happening is when we don't have clear goals set. So we just go through the motion every day, but we haven't got something to work towards, something to look forward towards. So if we don't have clear goals, we're always going to be playing this catch-up game with the rest of the world or with everybody. So we always got to remember that change is inevitable and growth is optional. So to grow, you must see the value in yourself, but also add value to others.
Rita, do you think at this particular time that there are a lot of people / businesses feeling very uncertain and fearful about the future?
Yes, definitely, Tony. As we all know, we're in a time of a lot of uncertainty. People are losing jobs. People wanting to start businesses, they do have the potential, but just not knowing how to go about it. And to just get a roadmap to say, you know, will somebody show me how to do that? So while we're in an uncertainty, there's still light at the end of the tunnel, and we just need to get out of this comfort zone bubble and say, I'm going to take the next step.
And isn't it true that in times of turmoil and trouble, that's when people can experience some of the most successful time in their life, and that it's actually geared to help them grow, and that their business can really thrive over a time of turmoil?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, Raj, they can, can't they? Like, if you've never thought about doing something and you think that, oh no, now's not the time because we're facing so much uncertainty, think again. And in particular, the team at Keystone, that's part of what they do. If you're thinking, I've got no job, I've always wanted to do this, then now's the time to reach out to Keystone and the team, because they can guide you in what to do and how to do it. A simple discussion with the team can help you get started on that new path. And as we've said before, if not now, when When are you going to make that change? When are you going to implement strategies that get you headed towards the success that you'd really like to have in your life? So, Rita, thank you for that, to remind us that we are in uncertain times, that it's easy to fall into negative self-talk and fall into patterns that don't serve us. And so, moving on from there, Raj, I want to know what you consider the most important skill to help overcome those personal barriers, and particularly important at the moment, again, with people losing their jobs, a great time of uncertainty. What do you think that skill is?
Yeah, just to quickly touch on what Rita said about, sorry, I forgot. I think of so many things, and I said I need to mention this. That is that, yes, some of the greatest businesses have actually been found in times of turmoil. And that's what, that's the point we made. And if you look back at the GFC, you look back at the, even go far as back as a Great Depression, 100 years ago almost, some of the best ideas came out of them. So, you know, and so just touching on the point that you just made yourself, Tony, that, you know, where other people might see doom, other people will see boom, So, you know, if we just sort of take this time and the fact that we are going through lockouts and that actually we actually have time to sit back and, and say, okay, let's plan a way forward. Let's look at what can we do to make things better going forward, because we have this amazing thing called the internet, right?
Yes.
And it gives us access to so many things that we can now do that we could never do, you know, before. So to answer your question about the one most important life skill that you will need to overcome any personal barriers, I think is what you asked. Firstly, you know, I don't think you can actually knock any solution down to just one thing. It's always a combination.
Agreed.
Yeah. There's never ever one solution to anything in life. If there is, I think we would all have it solved pretty much quickly, right?
Yeah.
It's always a combination of things. You know, you could have, in terms of a, from a personal perspective, you need to have perseverance, especially because you're going to fail initially, but you're going to have to persevere and continue until you succeed, right? So perseverance is extremely important.
Yes.
Problem solving. You know, the thing is that, again, opportunities are actually identified where problems reside.
Correct.
So look at where the problems are sitting. What are challenges that people are experiencing right now? You might just have a solution. And that could be a business opportunity for you. So problem solving in itself is an important skill to have, right? Time management.
Yes.
Extremely important. We spend far too much time procrastinating when we could actually be using that time to plan and kick ahead, you know? So we spend too much time procrastinating. And then another important thing I would say is really resilience, right? But to answer your question, because your question was quite specific, what's the one most important skill? And I would say the one most important skill is to have the self-awareness about what's motivating you right now. That's the most important. What's the energy that's actually driving me? Why am I doing things the way I do it? Why do I have these thoughts floating in the back of my head at 4 o'clock in the morning? You know, and I was actually reading a book again, and this guy said that if at 2 a.m. or at 3 a.m. you get these ideas in your head, get out of the bed and write it down.
And write them down.
Write them down. These are the best ideas you could ever have, because at 6 a.m., when you get up, you've forgotten them. They're gone. You know. And how many of us can vouch for that? I can so many times, because on a cold wintry night that we're going through right here in the southern hemisphere compared to our northern neighbors who are enjoying summer, who wants to get out of bed at 2 a.m.? But if you live in the USA, you can right now, because you have a nice warm weather there, right? So, you know, write those ideas down, and it's so important that you actually understand how those ideas relate to what's actually motivating you. right? And then how can you turn that into an opportunity? Because if you're not doing these things, what's actually happening is you're living your life in an autopilot kind of fashion, where you're just living day yes. by day, and I'll just, you know, sort of figure it out as I get to that hour of the day, or
going through like the motions of life.
Yeah, the motions yes. of life, exactly yes. right. And you're never really overcoming any of your personal barriers, because, you know, you're not getting anywhere. In fact, Winston Churchill said many years ago during World War II that, you know, he who fails to plan is planning to fail. And it's as simple as that, you know. So that's another aspect of a skill that you need to have once you've figured out what's motivating you, and that is actually now sitting down and formulating a plan. Yeah. When we're talking about planning, we've got to talk about first, what's my long-term plan? So we're talking about plans, yes. you know, what do I want to achieve by 2025? Write it down.
Yeah.
What is my big, hairy, audacious goal? What do I want to achieve by 2030? Yes. Write it down.
Yeah.
Right. Now work backwards from there. That, okay, so at different times in between now and then, this is the milestones that I need to be achieving. And you yeah. break those milestones down into smaller plans, into short-term goals, you know. And through our self-mastery program, which Harry will talk again about later, you know, we've yes. developed a whole process on how you can actually go about doing this in a step-by-step fashion with ready-built templates for you. And all you got to do is just follow this process of developing the long-term goal and then breaking down to yes. shorter-term goals and then working through them on a weekly, monthly, or quarterly, or whatever basis that you want to work through. And once you achieve those milestones, you're actually making progress.
Yeah.
Because it's just innate in all of us as human beings. It's a natural thing, a phenomenon within human beings that we want to see that we actually progress in life. We're actually achieving yeah. things, because if we stagnate, we feel hopeless. We start going to
yes.
Periods of depression and, you know, not wanting to do anything to uplift ourselves. And we don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we're going through this pandemic around the world, the situation around the world. But if you look around, let's take an example right now. Let's look at, we were supposed to have Tokyo 2020 this year, the Olympics. Right?
Yes.
And thousands of athletes actually prepared to descend upon Tokyo. When was it supposed to be? In June yeah. or July, I think this year. They've been preparing for 4 years and even longer to get to Tokyo to compete and proudly represent their country and compete yes. at an international level. And they couldn't do that. And yeah. what are athletes doing today? Let's take an athlete like an American athlete, Tiana yes. Bartoletta, who's actually a gold medal winner. She holds 3 gold medals from previous Olympics. And she was interviewed yeah. in an article about her, and she was interviewed recently about what's her thoughts about COVID and the fact that she was ready mentally, physically for the next Olympics yes. to defend her title. And she said, "I believe no effort is wasted. So it requires okay. you to reprogram your mind. Look, there are things that are going to happen in your life that are beyond your control.
Yeah.
Plans are going to be put in place, like we've talked about earlier. And plans will change. And you have to accept that plans will change.
Yes.
But you have to adjust to those challenges and to those changes as well. And refocus yourself." Yeah, Tony.
And Raj, it helps if people know what motivates them, because yeah. if they know what motivates them, it makes that process of change a lot easier.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I know when I completed my motivational map with you, I mm-hmm. learned that about the 9 motivators and also what my 3 primary motivators are. Yeah. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about the benefits of knowing your motivators and how this helps you towards achieving those goals that we just spoke about?
Yeah, look, you know, the great thing about the tool that we did with you, the motivational map, is that it's something that's always current. So if yes. If you do your motivational map today, it talks about your motivation right here, right now, at this point in time.
Yes.
And if again, 6 months from now and your circumstances have changed, it will read differently to what has changed 6 months later or a year later.
Yes.
You know, compared to if you go and do yourself any other kind of assessment, which is based on your personality or your behavior, that just speaks about your behavior, your personality, and nothing more than that. Whereas your motivation is actually telling you, okay, hold on, things have changed, your motivations have changed, you need to change direction. And so, you know, I just touch on the question that you actually asked, Rita, that a lot of people losing their jobs, what's going through their mind right now and things like that.
Yes.
And so through the motivational map and through research actually being done currently, it's actually showing that a lot of people that were highly motivated before COVID, before the pandemic broke out internationally, people are looking forward to maybe getting promoted in their workplace. Or they might have been looking forward to starting their own business, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And they suddenly now have to go on to more being a bit more risk averse, more defensive in a way. And the motivational map can pick all these things up. A simple thing like we are communicating like this through a Zoom medium. And a lot of companies are working this way as well in their day-to-day work because a lot of people are working from home. But what might happen, it will affect a person's motivation whose main motivation to going to work is because they like to socialize with other people.
Yes.
Now suddenly they can't do that because they're stuck in a little 4x4 room or something like that where they don't have anyone that they can interact with. They can't meet with anyone at a coffee bar or go out to lunch with anyone because there's no such opportunity anymore. And so their motivation levels are going to change. And, you know, so in your opening today, you spoke about CEOs and watching what's motivating their teams. Our motivational map can actually do exactly that. We can understand what's motivating each person in the team as well as what's motivating the team as a whole. And we can then present this to team leaders or managers so that they can know how to work with each person within their team, who's feeling down, who's feeling up, who prefers doing different types of work. We can look at all those kind of things from the motivational map perspective and from the team motivational map perspective.
Definitely. So that's having that knowledge is going to, particularly if you're a team is struggling with the work from home concept, knowing what motivates them will help you keep them on track and the business on track as well. Isn't that right, Raj?
Look, I mean, you know, the thing is, Tony, that, you know, we all go through periods in life where we experience something. I can vouch for that from a personal experience where back in my previous life in South Africa, I was shot in a holdup and I'm actually living a second life. Daily speaking, and coming out of that, you feel really flat. You feel really down because you know it's a feeling that no one should go through.
Yeah.
But I actually sat down and asked myself, "What now? Now that I'm living my life 2.0 in a sense, if I may use that reference now, that's what I'll speak." I asked myself, "What do I want to do? What's actually motivating me?" And at that time, I actually wish I had something like this motivational map to give me some kind of guidance because it wasn't developed at the time. But if it was, it would help me heaps a lot more quicker than what I learned over the years. And I would have probably avoided making some mistakes. But the thing is that in those mistakes, I actually learned more than what I did in my successes. So, you know, when you talk about living life on autopilot, that's how I was running a business on autopilot without any worry about how much of business I'm going to do tomorrow because it was a thriving business. And suddenly this episode happens and my whole motivation changes because I had to become more defensive. I had to take care more about, so I've escaped a robbery the first time in a hold up, armed robbery the first time, do I have to wait for it to happen again, or do I have to make changes in my life? Because I've got a family, I've got a son who was literally only literally 3 months old to the day that I was actually shot. So, I had to think about all these things, and it puts a different perspective to everything you do in life. And, similarly, people are going through those kind of challenges today as well in terms of a mindset, you know.
They are.
And if you can understand that, look, this is a natural thing to go through. And I have solutions. There are things that I can do if I can only understand myself better.
Yeah.
Then I can actually go forward.
And you don't have to do this work alone. There's motivational tools like motivational maps that help you, number one. And number two, there's a team within Keystone Business Advisory that will help you on any level with any questions that you might have about moving forward in tough times, or motivating your team, or making sure that your business still stays successful. The team has a huge amount of experience. You've just heard from Raj about his experience in South Africa with a thriving business and then being shot and motivation changes. And now, look, he's back into business and working within Keystone Business Advisory. And you can change your life. You can make those changes and still be successful, but you have to do the work, and having the tools that help you do the work is going to make sure you're that much more successful. So, Harry, last week we spoke very passionately about the Self-Mastery Program, the new program that the team has designed and is offering to Radio Tony listeners and those of us watching on the live stream, first and foremost here on Radio Tony. Can you tell us a bit more about the Self-Mastery Program and how our listeners can benefit from it, Harry?
Yes, definitely, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity there, and good evening to all the listeners. I just want to touch a bit on what Raj was saying earlier, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And this particularly goes to a lot of the CEOs who might be listening into the radio show today, tonight.
Yeah.
Look, nobody is invincible when it comes to motivation, right? Every single human being at some point in time goes through the same pressures of life, and you can become demotivated. Yeah. I was reading an article about Sir Richard Branson not so long ago, a couple of weeks ago, when probably a month ago, when you know, the whole episode about Virgin Airlines in Australia was collapsing, and and you could sense from his tone, from his voice, and even his demeanor, as he showed himself up on TV, that he was actually demotivated. He couldn't believe how this empire that he helped build, that it could just collapse overnight, something that nobody had foresaw. Right? So you can, you know, you can take all the risk in life and mitigate risk and take precautions to manage that risk. But when unforeseen circumstances hit you, it can deflate you.
Like now.
It can ruin you. Like now. And so with all the volatility and the uncertainty that is happening in the world right now, we all have a sense of being, you know, feeling flat, feeling demotivated, feeling uncertain about what's next. Where are we heading?
Yes.
And I want to remind listeners that in times of volatility and uncertainty, opportunities arise. And so this is an excellent time for people to do a bit of self-reflection. And when you do self-reflection and you really question yourself as to where you are at here and now, and where is it that you want to be, and as Raj says, you know, have your long-term goals set out and work backwards. And when you do that, you will able to find a roadmap. Now, the beauty part of it, and this goes back to answering your question about the self-mastery program. When you are in that situation, you find that the self-mastery program, which we call the unlocking your self-mastery, your roadmap to personal success in 7 steps. The beauty about this program is that we use the motivational map right at the beginning of the program. So we get the participant to do the map. And when you're doing this self-reflection and looking for identifying the goals that you want to set for yourself and how do you get out of the situation that you're in now and what it is that you're trying to achieve in life, the motivational map actually helps you. It's like your personal compass. It gives you a roadmap to achieving those goals, whether those goals are audacious goals or whether they're goals that you're setting yourself up for the medium to long term. This motivational map will identify, it identifies your 9 motivators, but amongst the 9 motivators, it will identify your 3 strongest motivators. And those 3 strongest motivators are really your personal compass to setting up a roadmap to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And so instead of going through a process of trial and error and let me try this, let me try that, and spending money and wasting money in the process and time, here is a better way of finding that roadmap of what it is that really motivates you and what you can do with that knowledge once you know what motivates you to set up clear goals that can help you towards achieving the success and happiness that you're looking for in life. So, Tony, this self-mastery program, you know, was developed and designed taking our own life experiences and that of many of our clients into account. As Raj mentioned that, you know, he's got a second lease on life. And that experience, right, there's a lot of passion that goes into this course material because it is a lot to do with our own experiences in life and how that changed. When I migrated from South Africa to Australia 25 years ago, I got into business and it didn't succeed. I failed. And I learned from that. And it, there was no motivational map at that time to guide me. Motivational map is probably around for about 10 years now. But then there was no motivational map, and it was a case of let me try this. I've come to a new country. I needed to invest into a business, and I tried something which I had no previous experience. It looked good. It sounded good. It felt good. But did I have the right motivation to pursue that opportunity? And I realized that very, very late. That's when you have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars and you realize that this is not for me. This is not what I'm cut out to be. And so you change.
So you weren't motivated in that business.
Yes.
Were you, Harry?
I was not motivated in that business. There was a lot of catching up to do because I had to learn that industry. It was an industry totally different to all my previous experiences in life. But it excited me in a sense that it was a challenge. I love challenges and I took on the challenge. But it was a challenge that was way beyond my ability. And so, you know, you learn from that. And you say, well, you know, I need to do things differently. And you got to be honest to yourself. You have to be humble. You have to be prepared to take the criticism that comes with it. And a lot of self-reflection went into that experience. And I did feel absolutely demotivated after that. I felt that I was not good enough. I felt that I would never succeed. But when you spend that time with yourself and you start doing that inner soul searching, you do come up with answers. and you get up the next morning and you say, well, what happened yesterday? Let's put it aside. Let's learn from it. But let's forget about that and let's move forward. And so,
Harry, do you think, do you think if you'd had such a tool as the motivational map, that that would have helped you before starting that business?
Yes, I think it would have, I believe that, because I'm so passionate and confident about what motivational map actually does for people.
I agree.
That had I known, or had I did my motivational map then, it would have told me exactly what is actually motivating me. And that, while it doesn't tell you that, you know, this is the career you should follow, or this you should, should become a hairdresser when you're not going to become one. It doesn't tell you that, but it gives you an indication of where you should be heading. And then you got to ask yourself, okay, so what are my skills? What is my knowledge? Yeah. What is my experience? And how can I use that based on my primary motivators to guide me towards something new, something different? And so for CEOs, my message to them is this, that look, we all go through a lot of stress and anxiety in our businesses, and we've got large teams. It's not only about us as CEOs, but it is also the lives of the people who work for us. And just the way we as CEOs feel demotivated, so do our people that work for us. And so how can we help each other? How can we help to motivate each other, which will then help to improve morale in the business or in the team? It will help to improve productivity in the team. It will help to increase profits in the business, and it will help you to grow, and especially in this time of uncertainty and volatility. Right? Businesses need to have a mindset of not only surviving, but to succeed and to thrive as well. You know, this is the mindset that we have to develop. And the motivational map is a starting point to help CEOs and managers and teams to find out exactly what strengths each of them bring to the team or to the organization, and how we can utilize those strengths here and now, because we need to get out of this pandemic and we need to start growing. And so this map helps you towards that. So the self-mastery program.
I was going to say, it's the first starting point in the self-mastery program is a motivational map. Before you
is a motivational map. And so what happens next is once they've done the motivational map, and by the way, the motivational map is included into the self-mastery program as a bonus. It's a bonus.
Yes.
But because we are so passionate about this, and because we strongly believe that the motivational map is your personal compass to your roadmap, right? It's going to guide you, that we start off with that. With that comes your personalized report. We then do a one-on-one coaching session with each participant. Now, no other self-mastery program gives you that. We give you the map.
It doesn't.
Yes, we give you a personalized report. We give you a personal one-on-one coaching session.
All with that Raj, by the way.
With Raj. He's our motivational map guru. He has studied it in and out. He knows it all. Right? We are his understudies, but we work with him. And so, you know, the program then consists of seven modules. So the first thing is the motivational map. Then we talk about how do you overcome your personal barriers to achieve success? And how do you change your self-perception and taking that first step? Right? Taking that first step is one of the most difficult things that people encounter when they have very, very self-limiting beliefs. Right?
Yes.
When you don't think highly of yourself, you will find that your self-perception is one of the things that is holding you back. When that negative self-talk keeps coming into your mind, you don't take that first step. We help you to get unstuck. So the motivational map then helps you to identify your primary motivators, and we use those primary motivators to set up your personal SCOT. Now, the SCOT acronym stands for your strengths, your challenges, your opportunities, and your threats to help you with identifying your goals. So going back to my experience when I said that I opened up a business and I failed, had I had the motivational map, had I known what my primary motivators are, it would have helped me to identify what my strengths, what my challenges are, what my opportunities are, and what are my threats before I go into my next venture and go and spend a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
So that happens in module 5 when we go through this program. Then in module 6, we then use we create a personal strategic plan for you. We help you with that. It's a step-by-step guide. It's virtually holding your hand and taking you through the process of creating your personal strategic plan as to how you're going to go about and implement the goals that you want to
achieve.
How are you going to get there? And so what is your master skill of success? And we will help you to identify that and how you can use your master skill for success. And finally,
Harry, what's your master skill of success?
My master skill of success is I enjoy just working and motivating people. If I can turn one person around from where they are today, then I feel I've done a service to mankind. Because I've been there. I've hit rock bottom.
Yes.
I know what it is to be scraping the barrel, and I've come up. And if I could do it, you can do it.
So can you.
So can you. And then finally, and so we take them through the 7 steps on how they can achieve their goals. So it is a lot of hand-holding. It's very, very personalized, right? Although there will be 15, 20
people. Comprehensive.
Yeah, but very comprehensive. Yeah. Right, and you will benefit out of this. You will come out of this program finding yourself and knowing exactly where you are heading in life.
Fantastic, Harry. It's a wonderfully comprehensive program developed especially for these difficult times for CEOs and individuals.
Yep.
And it's called the Self Mastery Program. Now, Rita, I know that you're particularly excited by this program because of your own personal experience with it and how it helped you decide to leave corporate life and enter business life. Can you share a bit about that for us, Rita?
I'd love to. So, Tony, as you all know, I used to work in the corporate industry.
Yes.
And like everybody else, you get to a certain point and you just can't go any further. So over the years, I kept getting frustrated and I spoke about fear because I was at that point. I had fear of failure. I thought, you know what, I'm just never going to make it. I don't understand all the stuff. I was feeling that sense of worthless. And so I found myself at the crossroads. And I thought, now what am I going to do? Because my husband generally is a very successful person. And I was feeling that pressure.
Yes.
And I happened to meet Raj at a where did we meet Raj? Just at like a coffee shop.
We met at an event. I was actually introduced to her by Harry because they were already friends before that. So, that's how I actually got to know him. Yeah.
And so we were having coffee and I was, he was asking me, so what do you do? And I started talking to him. And he said to me, well, why don't you, I've got this amazing tool and it's called the motivational map. Try it. Let's see what happens, see how you feel about it. And I thought, I don't know if he knows. What if he finds all my secrets and stuff? Because I had no idea what it was going to show me. I don't know. What if, because I'm already feeling that fear. I'm already feeling bad.
Yes.
And so I thought, what? Let me just go and do it, So I did that map. And when he called with a one-on-one debrief, it was, I read through the motivational map and I thought, oh my God, this is amazingly accurate. You know, he's not like a psychic,
yeah, it is.
You know? And yeah. I thought, okay. So it actually reflected a true picture of where I was in my career and why I was going through so much anxiety at that point yes. in time. So it made me realize that what I was doing was not really wanted, what I wanted out of my career. Yes. And it was definitely not what I wanted or wanted the way my life to progress.
Yes.
If I may cut in there just for a second, Rita, and there is, and just maybe just for all the listeners out there, it might be able to help. And it's a, one of her motivators was what we call a spirit motivator. And a spirit motivator basically tells us that you don't like to be in an environment where other people are managing you or micromanaging you. You like to be in an environment where you can do things on your own, at your own yes. pace. You can manage your own timetable, your own schedule. You don't like to report to people. And if that motivator sort of comes out as one of your primary motivators, it's a clear sign that you're looking for a change of direction, something that you can do on your own, maybe start a home-based business or an online business of your own or whatever you want to do, open up a coffee shop for like, whatever it is that you feel passionate about. But that's a clear indication. Yes. And if that's not one of your primary motivators, then it, you know, you suddenly wanting to go into business as Harry spoke about earlier, then it's not what's motivating you right here, right now. It could be 6 months from now. I'm not saying it's not something yep. that you should never do, but right here, right now, it's not what's motivating you. But in her case, it was. So over you.
Yes.
It's interesting that Raj says that because my other motivator was I was a searcher. So I was looking yes. for opportunity. I was looking for something that was more meaningful to my life, something that I could resonate with. So
yeah.
that whole map changed my perception and it sort of excited me and it made me yep. overcome all my barriers. You know, a simple 15-minute tool just changed me. So yes. it gave me clarity on what exactly I was searching for. And I'm very much a person who likes to help people, but see them succeed, not someone that's going to
yes. put
you down all the time and say, no, you can only go this far. You want to go the full length. And so that brought me to then having a discussion with Raj and Harry. And we then decided. Yeah. You know, would you like to just, you know, join us? Because this, we have the same mission in life. We have the same philosophy. Yes. Let's do something to, you know, to service the world. And so we came up with Keystone and
yes.
we're partners and we've never looked back. We're a team that yes. is very focused, very passionate about helping people, making sure they succeed. So we've got all the tools. We hold your hand. We don't judge you.
Definitely not.
Decide to, you know, to get to your goals. So I'm saying out to the listeners, I was in that place. I was in a rut. I was, I had all the fear you could think about, which is why I can yes. talk about it easily. You know what? I came out the other side. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just, you know, to have to take the first step and we will hold your hand through the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to that, I want to just ask the listeners to think about a few things. So I want you to think about, or I want you to at least consider these questions I'd like to ask you. What would it mean to you if you could overcome the self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back from realizing your true potential, your true self-worth, or even the happiness you're seeking and the burning desire to become successful?
Yeah. Okay.
What if you could change your self-perception as a result of what you were taught, maybe in your younger days or through your work-life career, or you made yourself to believe negativity about yourself, right? How do you think you would feel when you use your personal motivational map as your compass to create your own personal career or even your business strategy and use it as your personal roadmap? So to not only lead yourself, but you're also leading your family, you're leading your yes. staff, you're giving that direction to your business. Right? You can also give that same direction to your clients or even to the community that you're serving.
Yes.
So I ask you, after listening to all of this, don't you think then that this would be a game changer for you? So
definitely.
The self-mastery program will deliver these powerful outcomes for you. You have to be committed to yourself to realize your fullest potential. And we will then hold your hand and get you to the other side. So
if you're listening today, if for listeners today, if you're at that point where you're not living the life that you want, where you're demotivated, where you're fearful and worried about the future, why not give yourself and invest in yourself in the self-mastery program? As Rita said, it's not expensive, and I'll let her go on and tell you just how inexpensive it is and that it is such an investment in yourself, a tiny investment in yourself, and you are worth that investment. So, Rita, let's talk about the cost of the show.
So just for the listeners, as part of Tony's radio show, this is our first time on her show. And so we have an offer for whoever signs up within the 24 hours from the time the show ends. So we are actually offering you the full mastery program plus all the four bonuses that we have. And we have Raj as the expert. You're saving not, tens of dollars or hundreds of dollars, but you're actually going to save thousands of dollars. So if you sign up again in the next 24 hours from the end of the show, you won't.
Just now.
Right?
Right now.
The original price of $3,997, you won't even pay $2,997. What you will pay is only $1,997. That includes the entire mastery program and the bonuses. And in there, you all know, Harry said, you do get your own motivational map with your one-on-one debrief. And that's your roadmap to getting to your next goal. So the mastery program is going to start on the 15th of September. So we're not wasting any time. We're getting you to your goal quicker. So 15th of September, and it will run over an 8 consecutive weeks. So I've been through it. I've been where you are. And I personally encourage you to sign up. And I know you won't look back. It's changed my life. It's changed the way I look at things. And I know it's going to change yours. So let's get your enrollments in as soon as possible so we can meet you all and take you on that journey that I've been through and come out the other side.
So, Tony, I just want to
thank you so much, Rita.
Tony, if I may. And that is that the self-mastery program is based on 7 modules. And each week you'll get a live session on each module per week. So Rita mentioned quite a few times that we're hand-holding you. And so we're hand-holding you in a group training session over each of those 7 modules. Plus, you're going to get a one-on-one session with me, which is now the 8th session, with respect to your personal motivational map. So we discuss your one-on-one, we discuss your motivational map on a one-on-one basis.
Just with you.
And then through each of the 7 modules of the program, we do training on a group basis in a live webinar session.
Fantastic. Listen, guys, thank you so much for that wonderful offer today. Now, if you need to get in contact with Harry, Raj, and Rita, please jump onto their website, which will appear in the comments at the end of the show. Alternatively, if you don't want to wait to the end of the show, race on over to RadioTony.com, look under co-hosts, and you will see all the information and all the links to the course, the motivational maps, the questions we've been asking to win yourself a motivational map. It's all there under RadioTony.com. Co-host Carrie, Raj and Rita will come up first on that page and all their details following. I know you guys are really passionate about this program. You were already passionate about motivational maps. I know how wonderful it was to do that and have my one-on-one session with Raj. But before we run out of time, thank you so much for listening to Radio Tony. Please jump on this order in the next 24 hours. I'll also be doing some lives on LinkedIn and Facebook with information about this course and how to jump on. And also, don't forget, jump on RadioTony.com under co-host. You will see all the information, really comprehensive, how you get onto the course and how you sign up. It's a special for Radio Tony listeners only, and it's actually half price. So you've only got a limited amount of time to jump on this half price self-mastery course. Otherwise, it will be going up in the future. So I encourage you, if not now, when are you going to invest in yourself and jump on the self-mastery program? Now, before I get kicked off air, thank you so much, Harry, Raj, and Rita. It has been a pleasure co-hosting with you for these business shows, and I'm looking forward to driving people to get their motivational maps done now and join the self-mastery program before it starts on the 15th of September.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, listeners. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
More information soon. Watch my lives on LinkedIn and Facebook for more information about the Self-Mastery Program. That's our lot for this week. Join us again next week for Radio Tony Everyday Business. Over to you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Radio Tony Everyday Business. This week, you've been listening to the amazing team of Harry, Raj, and Rita from Keystone Business Advisory, who are more than happy to help you and your team achieve the results and success that you desire. Join us each week for competitions and information. You've been listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business.